Thank you for calling R-Star Fiber. My name is Frank McMahon. Who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, it's Laura Wasserman.
Hi, good morning. How are you today,
Hi.
Laura?
Okay. I was overcharged on my September bill. I hope you have a record of it.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me pull up the account. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
W-A-S-S-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Wasserman. You said you were charged extra in your September bill?
Yes, they were supposed to not charge me as much for the installation as they did. It was supposed to take, I think, $200 off the bill, and they never did that. And they weren't able to subtract, I can't remember the exact details, but they weren't able to have the bill, my payment go through because it was too much or something. I just can't remember the details, but you mm-hmm. should have it on record.
Okay, so the auto pay did not withdraw when it was supposed to. That's
it didn't go through, and then it was paid, but mm-hmm. I can't even describe it. I paid too much.
Okay, let me.
You have it. I mean, you should have it in your records. But I'm billed as if they didn't owe me anything now.
Okay, let me take a look and see what happened. I'm sorry. I'm pulling up the account. I'm so sorry. And can you please verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 11 Crosmore Drive, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Thank you so much. And your email address that we have on file, can you confirm that for me, please?
lau.wasam@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me take a look at the invoices. Okay, so the September one says $529.99.
Right.
Okay.
I was supposed to get $150 off that.
$150 off. I'm just making notes. Sorry.
Well, isn't it in my record?
I'm looking at the invoices first. I can go back and take a look at the... add the notes to see what have been done. Mm-hmm. All right, and then the October one says that it was gonna be $69.99. Okay. So you said you never got those 50.
I never got the money back. Yeah, I shouldn't be billed at all mm-hmm. for a few months.
Okay. All right. So this is regarding the burial, right? The groundwork. Okay. So they says that we were quoting you for $405, but we charge you $450. And then we gave you a $55 credit on September 3rd.
I was paying $405 for that. Oh, never mind. It's just, I've been very unhappy with this company from the get-go.
Yes, I completely understand. I think we have spoken before regarding this. And so,
I didn't recall exactly the amount. I thought it was more than that. But in any case, they still billed me.
Okay, so you did receive that $55 credit in September 3rd.
How did I get that credit? I was billed $400 and something. How did I get that credit?
Let me see.
Yeah, they gave me the credit, but they didn't take it off the next bill.
Let me do some math.
I mean, maybe I'm...
No, it's okay. We'll figure it out. No worries. Let me see. $529.99 minus the $69.99. I want to see the invoice where that was applied, just so we can be sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, do I also talk to you about a complaint about the service itself, or do I speak to technical support?
I can take any complaints and forward it to the correct department. Yes, and they'll investigate and they're the one that address it. Yes, but okay. I'm going to forward this information over to be looked at again, because I do see it. So if we did charge you invoice you for the $450, and then the bill was $69.99 minus those... So the total would be what I see in the invoice for September, $529.99. So minus that $55 credit that you were would get on September 3rd, it would have brought it down to $474.99. Let me see how much did you pay then. Let me see.
I paid the whole amount.
You paid $74. Okay, so let me see. So it should have been $474.99.
Well, they said they were going to take it off to the future because they couldn't do it. There was something about automatic billing on the they couldn't do it over a certain amount.
Okay. So I do see the payments here. That was a $300 payment that you made and $174.99. Let me see. That makes the $474. $300 plus $174. 99. Yes. Okay. So yes. So I don't know. It's not in the invoice, but you were originally charged in September $529.99. But when they gave you the $55 credit, the billing went down to $474.99.
I see. Okay.
And that's what you paid in September. So for the October, then you go back to your regular billing of $69.99 a month.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. So I just, okay, I made a mistake with that.
Oh, it's okay.
But,
No worries. I'm glad that you called and got that, you know, we got that figured out. But any time that you have any concerns, definitely give us a call and we'll figure it out.
Okay, well, I'm not done.
No, yes.
I,
you tell me about your, yes, I know
yeah,
you have a,
yeah.
a complaint.
No, you've been great. Thank you. So when I had Spectrum, I was unhappy about it for only one reason. It would go down too often. And that's why I wanted to use Archtop, because it was underground. And that's why I paid so much to have it installed underground. I never, I never ever had buffering with Spectrum. I get buffering all the time now. It's really bad. And I don't understand how it could be worse if it's supposed to be fiber optic.
Okay. So, and let me, you know what? I can check something out for you. Let me see if I see anything. Laura, I can pull up. Let me see how many devices you have. You have one router. Okay, you don't have that many devices, so you're good. I just want to see if there's something that we can fix ourselves, or if I would.
I heard something about, now I don't know if this is true, but something about shared lines, that when it's during high traffic times that things slow down. And I don't know if that's true.
That could happen. That could
well,
happen.
Well, that shouldn't happen.
But yes, but I want to take a look at the equipment that you have to see if maybe that could be the issue as well. That we can do, I can schedule, I can create a trouble ticket and have someone maybe swap the equipment that might be, that might fix the
problem. Why
would
the equipment have anything to do with it?
I mean, you know, some...
It's brand new.
I completely understand. I can send a tag to figure out why this is happening with the buffering.
Well, am I sharing lines, which I was not aware of?
I'm looking at
this. Is that the truth?
No, you're not sharing any lines. Let me take a look at this.
It doesn't
system.
Slow down during high peak times.
No, you're not sharing lines with anyone. And let me check at the health check. Wi-Fi chronic. Okay. Where your gateway is positioned, is there any metal door, any window, any mirrors near
it?
No,
not only that, I have other extenders. So there shouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay. All right. I can create a ticket for a technician to look at it, look at your system in-house. They can also schedule a trogrow for a technician to come in, if you're okay, for them to then see if they can figure out what the issue could be.
Okay.
Would you like me to? I can do that, and they can, you know, take a look at it from in-house, and if they want to schedule a truck roll, then they'll give you a call, and see what's the best time for them to come by.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I can do that, because I don't. The only thing that is showing is, you know, the Wi-Fi coverage. Okay. Okay. I have created that ticket. And they may be in contact with you today, just if they want to do some troubleshooting from
okay.
here.
Have
just
you
to
gotten
see.
Any other complaints about this?
Some. We have here some, and we have, figured the technicians have looked at their system internally. Sometimes they do figure it out from in-house. If they can figure it out from in-house, that's when we schedule a truck roll for a technician to come by and then take a look at your system in your house and figure it out. Maybe they have to reposition the router and where they can
They
you can
can't
get better signal.
The router, it's the only place I can put it. It's the
okay.
only place I can put it.
So I know, I know the technicians would know more about it and they would better help you to just so you can get a better signal, because the buffering should not be happening.
I know. I know. And it's like I've never experienced it ever in all the years I had Spectrum.
Okay. No, I completely understand. And I just forward that turbo ticket. I will let them know that it's in high importance so they can, work on it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks very much. I really appreciate the help.
You're welcome, Ms. Wesenberg. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling our staff. But you have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.